Okay, let's get into Harios Daf Gimel. Harios Daf Gimel. We had a Haschala yesterday, and now we are on Beis Amid Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion, right? We're talking about a Machlokas Tanoim. Our Mishnah is Deloka Aliba Dehilchasa. Our Mishnah said that if a Yachid does an Aveira, Bishogig, based on the fact that Bezdin told him what to do, the Bezdin HaGadol what to do, so the Halach is that he is Pater. So we don't Paskin that way. We Paskin that he's only Pater if Bezdin is going to bring a carpet, he's part of the majority. But if he's not part of the majority, then we say he is going to be chayiv. That was a machlokas. The Gemara said that there is a machlokas between the Mishnah in the beginning of our Masechta and the Brisa. And it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So we just quoted the Brisa to show the Shita of the Chachamim. So we're in the middle of the discussion of what that Brisa is. The Mukimta was that it was talking about our type of case, that only a majority of Jews who violate based on Aras Bezin is going to be patur, because Bezin is going to bring a carbon, but if the Bezin is not going to bring a carbon, so then the individuals are going to be chayiv. So Amar Papa, Mimai, Dilma Lohein Velo Bezin. How do you know? Maybe when there is a miut, then both would be patur. Bezin will be patur because there's no majority of Klal Yisrael, and the miut will be patur because they did it based on Bezdin's telling them. So maybe they'll both be patur. They won't be chayiv a carbon chatos kavua either. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, we're about 8 lines up for the bottom, Beis on a Beis, Ihachi, my Arya, if it's true, then the Brisa that was Mechalik between Rov and Miut shouldn't have made that distinction, right? You're always Pater. Ihachi, my Arya, to come ahead there, Aruba Lechiyuva, right? The Gemara was trying to figure out a Rov Lechayev, Lav Michlal de Miut Bahora, Kaimala de Mechayvu Bahora, right? Isn't it to teach me that it was if it was only a Miut that was Bahora, that you'd be Chayev in that case, since Bezdin is Pater, then Nehedar Bereisha Al Miut to Mechayev B'Shigas Maisa, or the Basof Nehedar Aruba L'Chiyuva B'Shigas Maisa. You try to figure out Miut and Rov, it's the same halacha according to your suggestion, Rav Papa. So why would you say the Gemara would be Mechalek? So Elolav Midalo Mehedar Al Miut to Mechayev B'Shigas Maisa, Ubasof Nehedar Aruba Deleka Al Ruba L'Chiyuva B'Shigas Maisa, because it repeats it. Shma Mina Miut Bahora Chayav and Hein Kisvo Seira, a Miut that listened to Bezdin is still chayiv, the chadas kavua, a kisper, a seira, shalo bahara, and if they, Bezin had nothing to do with it, b'shigas maisa, chayavin, and they would be chayiv. So again, both those cases are chayiv if it was a miut, if it was done bebezdin, or shalo bebezdin. Okay, that was just finishing up yesterday's discussion, and now we continue the new. Michti, second to last line. Travayu satmi tnan mimai. So both the Mishnah and the Brisa are anonymous. So ask the Gemara, why did the Gemara assume that the first one was Rabbi Yehuda and the last one was the Rabbanan? Rabbi Yehuda holds like our Mishnah. Mimai to kamais Rabbi Yehuda basrais Rabbanan ema ifcha. Maybe it's the opposite. They're both anonymous. So Gemara said, no, it can't be. Who is the one? Remember, Yehuda's drasha was based on the fact that he used every single word in the pasuk for another miut. Im nefesh achas, nefesh is one miut, achas is another miut, techada bishkaga ba'asosa is a third miut. Who darshins like that, that every word in the pasuk could be another exclusion? Ki hagavna, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Titania, because we have a brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda by name. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zos toras ha'ola. This is the halacha of an ola. Right, and that's the Gemara Rashi quotes. The Gemara, what are the three miutim learned out from there? But hare, zos toras ha'ola, he ha'ola, hare elu shlosha miutim. So there are three different miutim based on the pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that darshins like that in the second brisa. So we assume he also darshins that way by chatas as well. Rashi does quote the principle that we mentioned yesterday. Rashi on the right here. And again, as we said yesterday, this Rashi might really be the Rivan. We're just calling him Rashi. V'ikasha ha amina b'chol ha'torah ein miyad hachamid ala rabos. Usually, if you have two miyats in a row, then that turns into an inclusion. Ein miyad hachamid ala rabos. And here you have three miyats in a row, and they're all lama'it. V'echi amrinan elu gimu miyutin dimima atinan osam b'Yerushalmi. So, I'm sorry, osam. B'Yerushalmi mefarish, Yerushalmi explains. Hani mi lehecha deleka ela beiz miyutin. If there are two, then you say ein miut achar miut ela larabos. Aval hacha diko gimu miutin bezecharze. But if it's three, bechad kra kulu asulamai v'chein belamed beiz edup midos matzasi. Also in the brisa of lamed beiz midos, we have yud gimu midos, and the brisa of lamed beiz midos at the beginning of Torah's Kohanim. But says the Rivan, says Rashi here, that in the name of the Yerushalmi, Eimir Chamir al Rabos is only when there are two miyutim. But there are three miyutim, then obviously they're all there to be mimayit. So that's number one. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda is the first brisa? Because he's the one that darshins like this type of drasha. V'bayisema, or another pshat, Adayin Ani Omer is the beginning of the second brisa. So Adayin Ani Omer, Lomas is Mukmas like Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say that the second brisa is like Rabbi Yehuda. The first answer of the Gemara was that, explaining why the first brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're explaining why the second brisa can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Diktani, because what's the language of the second brisa? Who brings the karban? Rov kal shachatu bezdin mevi'in al yedein par. If most of the tzibor is chote based on Bezdin's decision, then Bezdin brings the par. So if it's Rabbi Yehuda, but if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Tzibru Demaisi Bezdin Lo. But if Rabbi Yehuda is the author of that brisa, that can't be, because Rabbi Yehuda holds later on in the Mishnah that the Tzibur brings the karban. It's a par helam davar shel Tzibur. Bezdin does not bring the karban. That's not, as the Mishnah says on Daf Hei, 2 days from now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu Mevi'in Zayin Parim. We'll get to how to determine what a Tzibur is, but seven Shvatim that sinned, each of the Shvatim bring their own karban. So you see, it's the Tzibur that brings the karban, not the Bezdin. So the second Brisa here uses the Lashon that Bezdin's going to bring the karban. So obviously, that is not, that cannot be the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. So that's Rebbe Yehuda is the first, and the Rabbanan are the second Brisa, and the Rebbe Yehuda is like our Mishnah as well. Good. We'll talk more about that machloka b'shem when we get to it on Daf Hei. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So the first statement that we had yesterday was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that our Mishnah reflects Rav Yehuda Shita, and the Chachamim argue. So Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says differently. Zu div Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir Shita. The same idea that the Chachamim argue on our Mishnah, but instead of saying it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said it's Rabbi Meir. My Rabbi Meir, Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan? As follows, Titania. Ho Ruva Asu. The Bryce is very unclear what we're talking about. If Bezdin Paskins, and they did. Who's the they? We don't know. Rabbi Meir Poter, Rachum Machaivim. Rabbi Meir says, Father Chamar Chayev. So we don't know what carbon are they talking about. It's one of two choices. Either the Chatas Kavua, the private Chatas, or the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, the public. Chatas. And who did the Avera here? So it's unclear. But either way, we know it's a machlokas. So man asu. So ilema bezdin. Is it that bezdin did something wrong? Bezdin asu. Ilema bezdin my time with the Rabbanan and the Mechayvi. If it's bezdin, why would the Rabbanan be Mechayev? But Tanya, we have the Bryce that says bezdin doesn't bring. If bezdin only does it, yachol horu bezdin. Va'asu bezdin. If bezdin paskin and bezdin is the only one that did, yachol yu chayavin, you might think they're chayev a par helam davar shel tzibur. Tamalomer hakahol va'asu. Maisa talui bekahol v'hora talui bebezdin. The action that's Mechayev a par helam davar shel tzibur is one that is the people do, the Kaal does, and the Horah is only a Bezdin. So if Bezdin does it, so then that's not going to be Mechayiv a Karban. So what's the case here? So the case must be as follows, says the Gemara, Ella, Horu Bezdin Vasu Rav Kaal. So it must be the regular case that Bezdin Paskins, and most of the Kaal did it. So my time at Rabbi Meir to Poter. So then what would be the reason why Rabbi Meir would say Poter? If it's a regular case of the Bezdin Paskin and most of the Tzibur. So Elolav, rather, what must be the case? Elolav as follows. Horu, Bezdin Paskin. So the case must be Ella Lav Horu Bezdin Vasu Miut Kahal. Right? If it's Rov Kahal, so then it's obviously Chayef. If it's Bezdin acting, it's obviously Potter. So what's the case? Ella Lav Horu Bezdin Vasu Miut Kahal. Ubahaka Miflagi. Must be the Miut of the Kahal did it. And what are they arguing about? Our issue. If a Miut of the Kahal does it, are they? Bezdin's not going to be Chayef a carbon par helm davar. But are the Yechidim Chayef the carbon Chatas? So that's the Machlokas Marasavar Yachid Shasabaras. Bezdin Putter. One opinion is that the Reb Meir says Putter, and that's the Shita of our Mishnah. Omar Savar, Yachid Sh'asav, Aras Bezdin Chayev. And the other Shita, the Rabbanan, say that Yachid, that acts Baras Bezdin, is going to be Chayev, because Bezdin is not bringing the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. So don't we have the Machlokas Tanoim, and that's the Machlokas between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, no, possibly not. There are other suggestions for what this Machlokas might be about, and therefore it's not about our issue. So Amra Papa says the Gemara, three or four other suggestions. The Kuliyama Yachachas of Aras Bezdin Potter. Maybe everybody agrees Potter, right, which is the law, leave it to Hilchasa. But everybody agrees Potter like our Mishnah. Ella Bezdin Mashlim Lerov Tzibur Kamiflagi. The Machlokas here is about whether Bezdin is Mashlim. Let's say there's a 50-50, as we said last time. And Bezdin, if Bezdin did the Avera, they're Mashlim to make the Rov Tzibur, to make it into a majority. So Marsavar, the Rabbanim, would hold Bezdin Mashlim Lerov Tzibur. Rabbanim say Bezdin is Mashlim Lerov Tzibur, and therefore they're Chayiv. They're chayiv, a parallel of Davar Shal Tzibur. Umar Sover, and a mayor would hold, ain't Bezdin Mashlim Lerov Tzibur. No, Bezdin is not Mashlim, and therefore it is 50. It's 50-50. Suggestion number one. There's an interesting discussion about, didn't we say before that Bezdin has to give the Horah and the Tzibur has to give the Maisa? Suggest the, one of the Achronim here in the Biuri Hadaf, but if Bezdin is being mitstaref and they're mashlim the rove, so isn't Bezdin doing both? They're doing the maisa and they're doing the hora'ah. Lachain pireish says the Chayfat Hashem, Shekavanas HaGemara, Shemachlokosam, in Bezdin Mitztarfim, Behorasam Lasiyash HaRob Tzibur. Doesn't mean Bezdin also did it, and now their mice is going to combine. No, maybe the point is as follows. The Machlokas, about whether Bezdin and Mitzarif to the mice of the Rob Tzibur, Lefi Shehorasam Bitoos, Nechshav Avon Kimo Asiyas HaChit. Umachbazem, it's tarfim lahashlim lerov tzibur. Doesn't mean literally that Bezdin actually did it. It's a chiddush gadol. The Chayvat Hashem says, what if it's 50-50? But every 50-50 might be then not 50-50, because Bezdin's inappropriate psak is nechshav and asiyas chait, and therefore they're also included to make the tzibur. But they're only hora. But it's nechshav and asiyah in terms of determining the majority. It's interesting that, so then you would never have a 50-50 exactly case unless you have more weight in on those that didn't do it, and then Bezdin equals it out. And then that could be possible. Okay, but that's one suggestion. So the Gemara is, the Machlokas Tanoim is not about Yachid Shalsa Barah Sibur. The Machlokas is whether Bezdin is Mashlim Lirob Sibur. Viva Yaseh more. Another suggestion, Horu Bezdin Va'asu Rubo Shalkoho. What if Bezdin Paskin and most of the Kahal did it? Uman Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon he, Da'amar Tzibur Maisi, U'Bezdin Maisi. Rabbi Shimon has the amazing Chiddush that both the Tzibur and the Bezdin bring the par. So maybe that's the issue here when it says Chayev or Pater. Right? That's the Machlokas Rimei and the Chachamim. Whether all, both of them bring. V'Ba Yisema, another, a third suggestion. Shevet Sha'asa Baraz Bezdino. Maybe it's a Machlokas about within one Shevet. If one Shevet paskin like its Bezdin and followed that, so do we say that they bring a karavan? Uman chachamim Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tanya that Rabbi Yehuda says Shevet shasav aras beizdino also a Shevet chayiv. Right, again, machlokas tanam whether a Shevet is already ikri kahal because the kahal has to sin. The Baisema, a fourth suggestion, Kigon Shachatu, Shisha, Vein Rubo Shalka. What if six Shvatim follow the Psak, but those six are the majority of the, so to speak, popular vote? O Shiva, Avavishena Rubo Shalka. Or seven Shvatim, which is the majority of Shvatim, even though, counting up the numbers, they're not the majority. Either one, Umasi Sanmani, and the Mishnah would be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he, the Tanya of Shimon Elazar, Omer Mishmo, Chat O Shisha, Vein Rubo Shalka. O Shiva, Avavishen and Rubushal Chayav, and either one of those would be already Chayav, a problem of Avashal Tzibur. It's already considered enough of a majority. Good, and Lamaskana, the Rambam Paskins, like the Rabbanan, in Hilchos Shkagos, in Perek Yud Gimel, that is just to, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Aleph, is a long, Halacha. V'cheinim horu v'asu miyut hakol al-piyem v'noda hashkaga hari bezdin peturin v'elu hamiyut sh'asu chayavin v'kol echad v'echad mevi chatoso. We pass it against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is lo aliba to hilkasa. We mentioned, ran out of time yesterday, and that is, in all these cases, you know, we listen to Bezdin, we trust Bezdin. And as we said, even maybe yesterday, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, and even if it's they're great, and they think Bezdin is wrong, we still trust Bezdin, right? The mitzvah l'shmoa l'divrei chachamim, as the Gemara's lashon was, on yesterday's Lech. Mitzvah Lishmo al Dibre Chachamim. So that, as we know, is a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Whether Mitzvah Lishmo al Dibre Chachamim is itself a Mitzvah Da'araisa or a Mitzvah Derabbanan. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim that it is the Lo Sasur is a Mitzvah Da'araisa to listen to the Rabbanan. Mitzvah Da'araisa, not just a Mitzvah Derabbanan of listening to the Rabbanan, but a Mitzvah Da'araisa. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Mamrim. Maybe we should have read this yesterday, but we'll read it at least now. Bezen Agado Shebe Yerushalayim Heim Iker Torah Shebal Peh Veheim Amud HaHorah. They are the pillar of all psak. Umehem chok umishpat yotzei l'chol Yisrael. From them all law goes out. V'aleihem efticha Torah shenemar al pi haTorah sheyarucha v'al mishpat sheyomalacha ta'aseh. Zu mitzvas aseh. Mitzvas aseh to listen to the Bezen HaGadol. V'chol ha'ma'amin bet Moshe Rabbeinu ubitaraso. Whoever believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah. Right, the Rambam calls the Torah Torah Moshe, like Malachi did. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Whoever believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah, Chayiv Lismoch Maisa Hadas Aleihem Ulihi Shain Aleihem. If you believe in Torah, you have to believe in the Rabbanan. That's a great line. Whoever believes in Torah must, because if you don't believe in the Rabbanan, then you don't believe in Torah. They go together. One needs to believe in the Mesorah, just like one needs to believe in Torah. And the Rambam continues and says, "Call me she'ena oseh b'horasan. If I don't listen to the Rabbanan, which is part of listening to the Torah, over below sase she'ne'emar lo sasur mikol adavar she'agidu lecha fein loken alavze l'medesh nitan l'asaras b'sas bezdin. You don't get malchus because zakin mamre is included in this iser, which is an iser fiyemisa." And then he says, "Echadvar, what's the content of what you have to listen to the Rabbanan about? Echadvarim shalom du osan mipi ashmua, fame Torah shaval peh. Vechadvarim shalom du osan mipi daitan, ba'achas ben amidos shatored reshes bohen. Whether it's misora from Moshe Rabbeinu, or whether it's something that they decided based on the drushes. V'nira be'inam shadin bedavar zekachu. V'echadvarim, now Agis getting more mechudash. V'echadvarim shalosu osan siag la Torah, even didin to Rabbanan. Ulefi masha ashad sricha v'hem agzero. By all of these three things, it's a mitzvah I say to listen to them. That's the Rambam's famous shita that lo sasur is listening or not listening to the Rabbanan din d'oraisa. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, again, famous discussion, asks, so then how do you ever have differences between din d'Rabbanan and din d'oraisa? Right, every din d'Rabbanan is a mitzvah to listen to the mitzvah d'oraisa, listen to the Rabbanan, so every d'Rabbanan is a d'oraisa, right? Or specifically, how do you have the principle of Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula and Safik d'oraisa l'chumra? Every d'Rabbanan is a d'oraisa. So to answer that question, a number of Yachronim, the Kiryat Sefer says this on the Rambam here in Hilchos Mamrim, the Meshech Chachma says this in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and that is, for the Ramban himself has that suggestion in four words, Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. It could be that Savi Darabanan is Lakula, not because we paskin Lakula, but that the law is that the Rabbanan only wanted, it's built in, only wanted their mitzvahs to stand B'Torah Zvadai. Not B'Torah Safik. Once it's Safik, then it's not even a suffix anymore. Once it's a suffix, it no longer exists. That's what the Meshech Chachma expands on beautifully in Yuzayin Yud Aleph. HaTorah, the Torah is, besides the dinim d'oraisa that were given to us, the Torah wants to give the flexibility to be machadesh. Ki haTorah ratzta shemolvad inyonim hanitzchiyim hakayamim lo'ad, yischadesh inyonim siyagim azharis chumros asheyu zmaniyim. The Torah wants them to have that power. But it's not so important what they say, but that they said it. Hamitzvah dafka lishmoa mashe yomru. Aval ha'inyan ba'atzmo she'omru v'chidshu efshar deinu miskavlo ratzon habori. Who knows if Hashem agrees with it? He agrees that they should say something. Who agrees that what they say is what Hashem had in mind? Who knows? Whether they were mechavim to the emes or not mechavim to the emes. Right, like Ramosha Feinstein talks about in his Akdama. Emes la amita and emes la hora'a. It is at a level of emes, but those might change over time. Right, a later Bezdin, greater b'chachmo v'minyan. But the point is to listen to them. It's kind of like he gives the mashal of mori b'malchus. Is that a din d'araisa? It's a din to listen to the king. What the king says, that content, who knows if it's what Hashem wants or not. But the din of listening is crucial. So that's the Rambam and the Rambam and the Ramban about Mitzvah L'Shmo'al Dibre Chachamim. Rav Chana Wasserman has a lot about this in Kuchas Dibre Sofrim. But that is an important discussion. Okay, we continue now with more Yesodos about Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. Again, a separate mitzvah counted by the Rambam and the Chinuch. Says the Gemara, Amar Avasi, last skinny line. Ubeho ra'ah halachach harov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Oh, when it comes to Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, the majority of the Jewish people that do the Avera, how do you determine the Jewish people? Kahal Yisrael? Only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They are the only ones that are considered halachically Kahal Yisrael. Do you have to do mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz? Yes. Yes, there is the Ramban, that there's something missing in every mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz, the Ramban and Parshas Achremos. But the certain halachos, as we're about to see, this is one of them. Apply to Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not tali on mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. Shenamar, and what pasuk is quoted? By Shlomo HaMelech. He made as chachag, he made a yantif, the kol Yisrael imo kahal gadol mi levoch hamas anachem Mitzrayim, and all the Jews with him from levoch hamas until nachem lachem Mitzrayim lefnei Hashem alakenu shivas yamim v'shivas yamim arba asar yom, a double sukkah that year. So michti says the Gemara, k'siv v'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol mi levoch hamas anachem Mitzrayim lamali. It already says all Jews imo. Why does it have to say milo gadol? Kahal gadol, shma mina hani udikri kol. It's emphasizing that the people between these borders in Eretz Yisrael, they're called kahal aval hanech lo ikri kol. But the others, the bnei, the Jews in Chutz La'aretz, are not called kahal. Is this a real limud? So it's fascinating that no matter what you say, it's very interesting. If you say it's a real limud, that wow, it's a drusha. There's drusha daraisa that kahal Yisrael is only B'nai Eretz Yisrael. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says, Afagav, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinan, even though you usually don't learn from Divrei Kabbalah, or as a pasuk in Navi, Havi Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. This isn't a real limud, it's just a Gilui Milsa. So meaning, it's more Svara. It's Megala what the reality is. It's a Siman, not a Makor. So that also is significant. So it's even logical. It's even Misvara. I would say that this is true. But again, this is not the only halacha. There are many halachas, topic of a separate shiur. But there are many halachas that have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, the land, but are still dependent only on Eretz Yisrael. Because, right, the root of all of this is because that is the headquarters. If you live in the headquarters, you have a different halacha. Whoever lives in the palace, lives in the headquarters, that's the nation. If you live somewhere else, okay, you're a nation, but it's, the Gemara is clear. You're the nation secondary part of the nation. The primary part of the nation are the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Kahal Yisrael ikri kal. The Ramban says this, the Magnim Sechas Gittin. The Ramban and other Rishonim discuss this. The Gemara there is trying to figure out, the Rishonim there, trying to figure out certain cities, whether they're on the border or outside or inside the border, because it's giving borders for Bafani Nechtav and Bafani Nechtav. So Akko, talking about Akko, is it in, is it out? So there are many different suggestions given by the Rishonim. Some say it depends on the first Kedusha, the second Kedusha, but the Ramban has one line, Ve'i nami svir lehu, lo kishel asalavo, linyan shumas and maestras. Even if you want to say that Akko is not Miskadesh, sanctified, regarding Chumas and Maestros eternally, Chaviva Alayhu. It is still beloved to the Jewish people. Maybe it'll be come back to Kedusha in the future. The Afal Pikein Eretz Yisrael Bechibasa Hi Omedes. Ubikdushasa Le'inyin Yeshivasa Vidirasa. There's something called Chibas Eretz Yisrael, the beloved nature of Eretz Yisrael, which impacts Halacha. It's not just a Hashkafic, oh, we love Eretz Yisrael. No, Halachically, the Ramban, the great Ramban, right? It's even if you want to say Lo Kitchalasa Lavo for certain Halachas, it is Bechibasa for Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael and Dirasa Eretz Yisrael, right? That is the crucial line of the Ramban. And others as well say it. The laws of Smicha, the Rambam. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says that smicha, right, of course, the Rambam's shita, that if all the rabbis get together, how are you makadesh smicha, says the Rambam. This is based on the Gemara. Ein somchin zakenim b'chutz la'aretz. V'yava b'isha elu ha-somchin nismichu ba'aretz. You got Eretz Yisrael is kashur to smicha. Why? What is smicha? Smicha is not chuma, it's not maestris. V'kol Eretz Yisrael shechziku ba'oli mitzrayim re'uya l'smicha. Mechas Chinuch wonders about this. The Rambam says, what's considered Eretz Yisrael? Whatever was Machzik Ole Mitzrayim. Ole Mitzrayim? That was Kedusha Rishona. Ole Bavel. What do you mean Ole Mitzrayim?
because it doesn't have to do with the kedushas haaretz. It has to do with the chalos, the chibas haaretz. This is one of those halachas that have nothing to do with the dirt, the kedusha of the dirt, but it has to do with what some achronim call shame Eretz Yisrael. Right, and that's the Rambam, if you remember, in Dalet Yud Aleph, where the Rambam says, nearly, it appears to me that you can be mechadesh the smicha. How? If the greatest rabbis of the generation get together and decide that a certain person should get smicha, he could get smicha. But the Rambam doesn't say all the greatest rabbis of the generation. All the greatest rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. Nearly advarim shemeskimu kol hachachamim shebe'eretz Yisrael limnos dayonim velismochosan hare elusmuchin v'yesh len ladun dinei knasos v'yesh len lismoch la'acherim. Unbelievable that the Rambam says smicha is totally in Eretz Yisrael. Again, even though it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, the Minchas Chinuch wonders why is that. So the Radvaz right here also says, well, it's not the only thing. Says the Radvaz, and what else is like this? The Radvaz quotes, Sefer all about in Yoni Eretz Yisrael. He also has it. So we have Parhel and Davar Shotzibur. Number one. Number two, we have Chibas Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban. Number three, we have the borders of for Gittin. We have Smicha. We have the Rambam and Egla Arufa, says it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Ibur HaChodesh. Again, another important Rambam to discuss. In Kufnun Gimel, in Mitzvah Saseh, the Rambam says, in Mitzvah Saseh, it goes by the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says, if there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the whole Kiddush HaChodesh system would fall apart. You would not be able to be Mekadish the system. Hine Osef L'chabir, Ilu Efshar Derech Mashal, She B'nai Eretz Yisrael, Ye Adru Me'Eretz Yisrael. If B'nai Eretz Yisrael would disappear, and the Rambam adds in, as if a knee-jerk emotional reaction, Chalilo L'Kel Me'Asosos, Ki Hu Yiftiach Shel Yimacha Osos Ha'uma Mikol V'Chol. But the Umma, the Emaran Ezbecha points out, you could just take out that line of the Rambam, and he would be perfectly understood. But the Rambam needs to put that in there. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Chas v'shalom, it should never happen. V'lo yia sham bezdin, v'lo yia b'chutz la'aretz. Bezdin sh'nisach ba'aretz, hinei cheshboneinu ze lo yo'ilnu. Oz klum b'shumpanim. No, ki mitzion teitzei Torah, u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. According to the Pasuk in Yeshayo. So, Kiddush Ibar Hashanah goes by Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Rambam also, this is not in Beferish in the Gemara. There's a bracha if we see 600,000 Jews together. Says the Gemara brachas, Baruch Acham HaRazim. The Rambam in Hilchas brachas, Perek Yud, says, if they're in Eretz Yisrael, you make the bracha. If it's Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and the Kesef Mishnah wonders, where does the Rambam get that from? It's not Mefurish in the Gemara. Maybe it's implied in a certain line, but it's not Mefurish. I'll get another halacha that applies to Eretz Yisrael. That is not connected to the Kedusha Sari specifically. Rav Salvechik talks about this, or Rabbi Ganak quotes it in Gan Shoshanim. In Simon Gimel, he quotes, Ubiya Rabbeinu Shlita, Zatzal, Rav Salvechik, these Beis Kedushas Linei Eretz Yisrael, Chada Kedusha Sa'aretz, HaMachayeves B'mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz, Kedushas Sa'aretz V'Shmita, the Ode Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes, the Yeshla Zika V'Chalos Kedusha Le'inyin Mikdash. Omer v'shtei halachem, einam tuliyim b'kedushas ha'aretz greida, ha'mechayv shuz ha'maisuz al kedusha mesuyem, esu klapei mikdash, bikurim. And that's what the Mishnah in Kalim talks about in the first parak. Asara kedushos, right? There are many levels of kedusha. And therefore, many halachas, including this one, has to do with the centrality of Eretz Yisrael. It's even separate from the kedushas Eretz Yisrael, agabe, the mitzvos, ha'tuliyas ba'aretz. Again, we can spend many hours more on that, but we will continue. Third line. Pshita, says the Gemara now. Pshita, merubim and isma'atu, if there was a majority of Jews that violated, and then some of them died. So by the time they got around to bring the karban, there's a miut, hainu plukta Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. That's like the machlokas Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan on Daf Yud, which will have their special karbanas brought by a Kohen Gadol and a Melech. So what if, again, he was not that status when he did the aver, but he was when he wants to bring the karban, or vice versa? That's a machlokas. So l'chor, the same one would apply here. Muatim and Israbu Mai. What about the other way? If there were not enough, there was only a minority that violated, but by the time they bring the carbon, they're a majority. Maybe some of the others died, and now they're the majority. Mi pligi, Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. Would they argue there too? Reb Shimon, Dalsal Basu Yadiyah, Reb Shimon, which goes after you go when you know about it, when you know about it, mechayev. For Rabbanan da'asli basar chatas patzi. And the Rabbanan who say you go after the sin, they would say patzi because at the time of the sin, they were miyut. Olo, my. So that's the question. So Gemara says, the Tizbra, wait a minute. I don't think that's a question. Ema, the Shamas, Leila, Rabbi Shimon, the Azil, af basar yediyah. When did Rabbi Shimon say you go after yediyah? Not that you only. It's both. You need the chait and the yediyah to be mechayev. Hechidavi yediyah v'chata b'chiyuv. Yediyah de lo chata mishamis lay. If you just have the yediyah, could you go by just yediyah and not chatas? So you go from patur to chayev? No, of course not. Dim kein laisik yashta. Because if you say that, so then he should just go by, right, what it is now. Right? And we know that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon holds patur. Right, not that you go by the time of the Yediyah purely. Right, so therefore, the Gemara says, El Reb Shimon Cheta V'Yediyah Boy. He needs both. He needs both, and therefore the question wasn't really a question. Iboy Lahu, next question. Next question about, again, Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Horu Bezin Chelev Mutter, V'Yosu Miyat HaKohol. We're trying to figure out how do you define majority. So what are the Yesodos we learned so far? Only majority in Eretz Yisrael, and Machlokas about what the majority when. Machlok as a majority by the sin, majority by the bringing. So now what about this case? Only a miyat does it. The chazru bezdin bohen, and bezdin recognized their mistake, and then what they do? They messed up again. Mahu. They gave the psak twice, but not the same one. In between they knew about it, and then each time a different miyut did the avera. So do you say they could combine to now be the majority? Kivan deshtei yedios ninhu lo mitzarev. Do we say that since there were two separate yediyas, they cannot be mitzarev? O dilma kivan di idi chelav u'mitzarev. But we say no, it can be mitzarev. It was the same basic avera. V'yemtem zalomar kivan di idi chelav u'mitzarev. And if you want to say that it is mitzarev, miut bechelav shalgabe akeva u'miut bechelav shalgabe adakin mahu. What if it's different chelav? It wasn't the exact same sock. It was different chelav that they gave sakim about that it's mutter. Hacha vadai, do you say here? Certainly. Kivan de betray kray ka'asi lo mitzarev is two different psukim, so for sure it's not mitzarev. O dilma, no. Kivan de idi v'idi chelev u'mitzarev. They're both chelev. And therefore, they can be mitzarev for the parhelm davar shel tzibur to be called a majority. V'imtim salomar, shem chelev hu mitzarev. And if you want to see they are mitzarev, keep expanding. Mi'ut bechelev u'mi'ut bedam mahu. What if you have two separate Isurim? Chelev Adam. Those are always the two that are put together. In Krisus and Shabbos. Chelev Adam. Kacha vadai detrei Isurei ninu. Do we say for sure they're not mitzarev? It's two different Averis. V'kivan de'ein Isurin shaveh lo mitzarev. O dilma or kivan de karbanan shaveh mitzarev. Well, ma'isa, they both bring a chatos, or they both bring a parlam davar shel tzibur, so therefore it can be mitzarev. V'imtim salomar, kivan de karbanan shaveh mitzarev. And if you want to say, since their karbans are equal mitzarev, miyut bechelev u'miyut v'avodas kochavim mahu. Two different karbanos. Avodas zara has different karbanos, as we mentioned in the Akdama yesterday. So therefore, does that combine? Hachavadeh in isur and shaveh, vein karbanan shaveh. For sure there, that does not work. They're not mitzarev. Odim or not, kivan de idi. Kivan de idi v'idi, karesu mitzarev. What do we say? No, since they're both kares, they're good enough to be mitzarev. Teku, so no answer given. This will go on the list of questions to ask Eliyahu Navi. Tosfos here wonders, Sarach Iyun, what carbon, when the last question, you combine with Avodah Zarah and other Averis, Sarach Iyun asks Tosfos, Ma Yaviu? Kivan She'en Karbon Asayin Shavin, Im Yaviu Karbon Avodah Kochavim, V'gam Techelev? Olo! Right, which one do you bring? Right, unclear. Right, the Karen Ori says, Bavadi, you bring the Par. Right, because that's by both. Again, there's a discussion here about what carbon to bring. Also, the Rambam sheet, the Rambam paskins that everything is mitzarif. The Kesef Mishnah wonders. You say sveka lakula, right? So wouldn't you want to say the opposite psak? And others say no. The Rambam paskins like all the imtim salomars. Right? You have to work out exactly the Rambam's psak, but that's in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalet of Shkakos. Okay. A lot to talk about here, but let us continue. Ibai Luhu. Ibai Luhu, again, all of these have yesodos and more substantive, it's not just technical questions. One could say that they're all about the essence of, is the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, does it relate to the specific Avera that was done? Does it relate more to the general Bezdin mistake? Right? Is it more Klali Prati, you might say? Right? Just like generally, when you have two, the Gemara asks, are two Averis Mitztarif? Do you look at the specifics or do you look at the general? So here, when Bezdin makes a mistake, is that the Yesod Bezdin mispaskening? Or do you say, no, it's specific, because it's the same parallel endeavor shel tzibur for whatever of the Averis was done. So that points to a Klali type of idea. But that maybe that's the Gemara's question about how far does that go. Tosfos also here discusses that we're going to have a Gemara later on tomorrow's daf, that your own Bezdin is only chayev unless if they gave a psak about something that is in Torah Shebal Peh. Einat stukim modimbo. If it's a pasuk in Chumash, that's because it's Tov b'dvar Mishnah, so you wouldn't say that. So the Gemara, the Tosfos discusses, aren't these chelos befeirish in the Torah? So what exactly? Are these just examples, but they don't really mean it? Okay, either way, that's the discussion. Okay, Ibai Luhu, third to last line. Haru Bezdin Shachela Mutter Va'asu Miyat HaKol. Bezdin Paskin, the Miyat of the Kol did it, not good enough, right? It's Miyut. Umeis Oso Bezdin, that Bezdin died. Va'omad Bezdin Acher. V'chazru V'haru Va'asu Miyat Acher. And the next Bezdin also made the same mistake. So, what's the halacha there? And another Miyat does it. So now does this combine to a majority? So, Aliba demanda Amar Bezdin Ma'isi Lo Tibay Lecha. As the machlokas we mentioned earlier, according to the opinion that Bezdin brings the carbon for sure here, you would say they don't bring, because it's different to Halesnu. The original Bezdin is not here. So there was one Bezdin that the majority acted based on their words. But you have the question according to the one that says that Tzibur brings. My, so what's the halacha? Tzibur hakoi, that Tzibur is here, and there was a majority that listened to the Bezdin. Odilma, no. Yediya diahu Bezdin de horubaina. You need the idea of that Bezdin, right? The idea's Bezdin is part of the Mechayev. And therefore, because each Bezdin did not know about the majority sitting based on their words, so therefore you would say that they don't bring, so take you again, the question goes unanswered. Teiku again, meaning either it should stand, that's the pashtus of teiku, let it stand until we'll find an answer, but of course, the Olam says, Tishbi Yataris Kushis Vabayos, the Onavi will answer our questions. And in the Ema Bonus Mecha, according to Kedushas Levi, that we've mentioned often, that it's dafka teku and not meku, Eli Onavi, not Moshe Rabbeinu, but he explains why. Amr Rabbi Yonah's son, second line. If 100 judges sit down to Paskin, it's only if they are, what does it sound like? Unanimous. Sounds like if you're unanimous, meaning they all, or not unanimous, that they Paskin. I take it back. Not unanimous, they all Paskin. Meaning nobody abstains. They all give a psak. Some of them might be outvoted, but they all give a psak. Shene'emar v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku. Achi yishku kulan. They all make a mistake. Until the psak goes based on them, b'chaladas Yisrael, and throughout the Am Yisrael. Amarav huna b'reid Rabbi Hoshia, hachraim mistavre, this also makes sense. The b'chalad makes sense that it has to be the entire psak, meaning it can't be anyone that does not give an opinion. Right, says the Rashi, right, those that the psak of all of them has to go into all of Klai Yisrael. So Amar Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Oshia, Hachanan Mistavra, Debachal Dera Kula, Kamla Rubik Akulo, Vachaksiv, Kol Ha'eda. We always say Rubik Akulo. So if it's just so, without saying Kol Ha'eda, we would have said Rov is enough. The fact that it says Kol, it must be emphasizing. Vachaksiv, Kol Ha'eda. So that's how you know that it has to be called. Everybody has to give an opinion. Reminds us a little bit of the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Taz says what we say in davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Melocha kol ha'olam kulo, bichvodecha. What's the double lashon? Kol ha'olam kulo? The Taz says, because if it just said kol ha'olam, you might have thought rubo kakulo. You don't need kol rubo. Kol ha'olam kulo means mamish mamish all. Kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha, says the Taz. Good. So the Gemara says, hol v'kach, Afilu hein meya. Since you say this, then even if it's 100, you say that they all have to give a psak. Question is, 100? Is this literal? Right? What about Bezdin Shakol? What about Bezdin Shakol? When the Rambam quotes this in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel and Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam does not quote this case. The Rambam says, 71. That's the only case that he brings it up. In Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Bez din shebal lehem achlokes, bein bedin nefashes, bein bedin mamadis, bein bedin medine Torah, ein mosifin alehen. You never add on to the Bezdin Agadol. The other lesser batis, you never do. Elo danin elu keneged, elu b'holchan achar rov shalahen. Vim bedin echad min ha neheragin bifnehem nechleku, v'dan elu keneged elu achi yiftru oso o yischayif. You go back and forth, you don't add on. So, what's this talking about? Number one, where does it come from? The Gemara, the Rambam doesn't quote it, but why is this allowed? So some say it's derech harai. Oh, for a one time, you can't kavua have some more than the 71, but if you needed it, you needed it. But the problem is, what about bezin shakol? Bezin shakol, you can't have an even number court. So what do you do about that? So the Stipler says in Sanhedrin, in Simon Dalid, maybe it means karov. Maybe it means karov means 101, it means 99, doesn't mean exactly 100. Me'al avdafka letzadi tes o kuf aleph. But it says 100, so maybe a dafka means 100. If you look in the Mishnas Yavetz, Rav Zsolti, in his article on Bezdin Shakul, in Choshen Mishpat, he says maybe this is a ride to the Rambam. Because the Rambam, you know, the Rambam himself only quoted 71 in this context, but maybe that says you never add on, so maybe he would agree Derech Arai, as we said before. But the Mishnas Yavetz says, the Rambam never quotes Bezdin Shakul. That requirement, that problem of Bezdin Shakul. So that's what he points out in Simen Dalid, Nira Muchrach. He said, "B'das a Rambam meshulchan Aruch nira tohad arminah b'chol makom ein bezdin shakom osivan lein or echad de'ein zet tnai b'chaloshein bezdin el du rak yafusa kama hu shir shal bezdin." Right, that once you get to 3 ein bezdin shakol, or once you get to 23, that's a chaloshein bezdin. But more than that, you're allowed to have not a din of not having an even number. The original number of minimum requirement of bezdin that had that ein bezdin shakol element, but once you have that shir bezdin, you could add on. And that's why the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, never quote the halacha of Bezdin Shakol being a problem. He says, V'yesh lavi raya, what's my raya? Hariyos daf gimel. Hariyos daf gimel. He says, that's what you see, 100. Where does 100 come from? It must be that it is not a problem, per se, of Bezdin Shakol. Good. Also, this issue, this sugi is obviously related to the rov when it comes to dayanim. When it comes to Dayanim, we know we've quoted in the past the Tosfos and Baba Kama and Reb Chaim on it, Tosfos Baba Kama Chav Zayin Mabez, where Tosfos asks, if you go, why don't you go, if you don't follow the rov by Mamanis, how do you follow the rov by Nefashos? Ain't Halkam B'Mamanach Arov. So what about Nefashos? Let's see, even more, you don't follow the rov. But when you go by the rov, 13 to 10, you kill somebody. Says Tosfos, when it comes to Dayanim, Hasam Gabay Dayanim Chashaini, D'chashiv Miut Ditu Kamisha Eino. The miut by Dayanim is as if it's not existent. What does that mean? And Reb Chaim explains in the Reb Chaim Grach HaLashas that rov b'dayanim means it's a composite psak. They come out with a psak. This is our answer. Right? That's why they're not allowed to say what exactly, who said what. It's not rov and miut. It's one psak. And therefore, you don't even see the miut as kami she'eno. And that's what he says. That's how you answer Rabbi Natali Trump's question. And that is, we know, kol kavua kamechsa almechsa dami. So the Mordechai's question. So if it's kol kavua kamechsa almechsa dami, so the dayanim are sitting when they give the psak. So even though it's a majority, you should say kol kavua. Everything turns into 50-50. So son, the Mordechai says, oh, it's not the psak, isn't the dayanim, it's the words that come out of their mouth. So it's called the parish beruba parish. Okay, but the Granat says, according to Reb Chaim, no, the answer is that there is no miyud and rov when it comes to psak. Right? It's just a composite psak of ruba kakulo. It's not holchanach or rov. During the masu matan, it's holchanach or rov. But then it turns into ruba kakulo, and that's the pshat of Tosfos in Baba Kama Chav Zayin. Okay, let's continue. So what did the Gemara just say? Reb Yonasan said, everybody has to give a deya in the decision. So Tanan, Hora Bezin V'yodechem Mehem Shato. What about the second half of our Mishnah, where Bezin gave a psak, and one of them knew that a mistake was made? O Talmud V'roi Lahorav Alachalas Alpihem. But he still went based on their psak. Bein Shasu V'asa Iman. Bein Shasu V'asa Achrem. Bein Shalo V'asa V'asa Rezachayu Neshalo Tolo BeBezdin. So in that case, he knew. He wasn't told on Bezdin. He's going to be Chayiv. So Hayu Dechayiv. The one who knew is going to be chayv ha'acher pater, but mashba that anybody else in this case would be pater because it's tali on bezdin via mai halo nigra ra. But isn't this case where if he didn't agree, isn't a case where he abstained? He must have abstained in this case, and therefore you see the parlam davar even applies in this type of case where not every dayan gave a psak. Where I said no, hakam eskinan kigon shehir chinahu echad meam rosho berosho. No, he gave an answer somewhat. He nodded his head. He nodded his head, so he didn't want to say, I agree, because he didn't agree, but nodding his head was enough to get them to say, okay, I guess he agrees, even though you're not supposed to do that. In the Kovet Shiurim, in the end of Mechtavim, right before the Kuntros Divrei Sofrim, the last line, Bahad Shasag Oherchen Verosho Nire Vade De Aser Lasos Kain. Not allowed to do this. Ella the ma'isa shoya kachaya. The place is a siba. Ubenas ki agavna over mishum midrash yekatircha. Right, it's not a thing to give off a misimpression when you're a dayan like that. But this is what was done. Good. So there's no kasha on Rabbi Yonah san Tashma. Let's try again. Right, a different case. Somebody the dayan said you are mistaken. Then they're potter. Time at the Amar Lahento on attempt to Peturin. Hashasik Mishtak Chayavin. Mashma, if he didn't say anything, they would be Chayav. Vagamar Lahara, and it's considered a Gamar Hara, Vyamaiva Halohodu Kulan. Same Kasha and Rabbi Yonah san. Samri Achanamik Ojirchen Barosho. Same thing. At the end of the day, he tilts his head. Shakes his head. The rabbis relied on these two great rabbis. Shahi Omrim, they said, Ain't Gozring Zero at Sibur. LMK, Robot Tzibur, Yichon Lamod Ba. They don't make a Gzeir on a Tzibur. You're not allowed to make a Gzeir on a Tzibur unless Robot the Tzibur could be hold of it. We discussed this back in Avodah Zarah. That's why Pas Akum was matired, because they couldn't hold of it. The Amar of Adabar Ava, Mikra, what's the Pasik? Bim Eira, Atem Ne'arim, V.O.C. Atem Kovim, Hagoy, Kulo. V'Hacha, Tekseb Hagoy, Kulo. V'Ruba Kakulo, Dummy. Here it says the Gai Kulo. And we would say, Ruba Kakulo, right? We know. Rov Atzibur. It doesn't say Kol Atzibur. So you see the word Kol can mean Rov. So to hear the word Kol can mean Rov. Tiyufta. Do you understand Tiyufta? So it's a Tiyufta. So we reject him. So Ella, my Kol Atzakam Rachman. What about the pasuk that he used? Why did it say that? Hachikamar. Iika Kulam Havi Ora. They have to be there. They have to be there. They don't have to all answer. If they're all there, it's a psak vi lolo Havi Ora. Period. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Asar Shiyoshim Bedin, 10 judges that are sitting in judgment, Kolar Tali B'Savar Kulan. We had this back in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. Then the Kolar is on Tali on all their necks, meaning they're all responsible. Each judge takes responsibility if there's a mistake. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Hakam Ashlan Dafilu Talmud B'Fnei Rabo. Even if it's a Talmud, he has to speak up if he feels that something is wrong. He went out to Din, Maisi Asara Tanoi Debei Ravakameh. He brought 10 other rabbis with him. Kiechi Denimtin Shiva Mikshura. So that if the wood gets chopped up in this sawdust that flies, it goes on all of them. It means that they all are accept responsibility. Ravashi Kiavi Maisi Tarfas Olakameh. When there was a question about a kosher, non-kosher animal, Maisi Asura Tavchi Mimasa Machsia, he brought 10 butchers, Umosif Kameh, and he put them in front of him, Amar Ki Echidinimtin Shiva Mikshura. Same thing. Good. Second Mishnah here in Meseches Harios. Says the Mishnah, Horu Bezdin, the Yadu Sheto, Bezdin realized their mistake for Chazerban and their Chozerbo, but not everybody found out about it, Bein Sheviu Kaparason, Ubein Shalo Heviu Kaparason, whether they brought their paralam davar yet or not. V'halach v'asalpian, and one guy goes, didn't hear of the chazara, and he acted based on Bezdin's original psak. Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Lazar omer safik. Rabbi Shimon says poter, right? This he still has a ptur, even though he didn't know about it. Rabbi Lazar says, I'm not sure safik, and therefore, Rashi says, you bring an ashim tali. Whenever you're not sure whether to bring a chatas, you bring an ashim tali. Ezo safik. What's the case of safik, says the Mishnah? Yashav lopatoch peso chayef. If he's in his house and he's in the neighborhood, then he should have found out about it. If he already got that psak, he should have re-read or checked again, because that's his pshia. Halach lo medinas hayam pater. But if he traveled, he has no idea, no way how to know. So therefore, pater, right? As Harry Bana Beisam Migdash, there could be a huge mass WhatsApp text message sent out to all Klai Yisrael, right? In a second, Bezdin's psak was wrong. But there, I use technology, so it'll never happen. But again, in those days, it could. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree, Potter. I agree more Potter than obligated. Like Rabbi Shimon. Why is this different than somebody sitting in his house? Answer, sitting in his house, he should have heard about it. He should have known about it. Vizeh, the one who traveled, lo hayalo, efshar, sheyishma. He didn't have any possibility to hear about it. He wasn't around. Next rule. Horu Bezin Lakar is Kol Aguf. If Beis Din uproots a mitzvah totally from the Torah, Amru, Ein Nida b'Torah, Ein Shabbos b'Torah, Ein Avodas Kochavim b'Torah, Hare'ilu b'Turin, that's Pater. That's a Tavid V'Mishnah, that's not called a Psak. That's not a Hora'ah. Right? It's just, it's a Zil Kari Bei Rav. But Horu Levatel Mixas, or Lekaye Mixas, Hare'ilu Chayavin. If you're Mevatel Mixas, you nullify some of it, and you omit to some of it, then that's the case of Chiyav. Ketzad. For example, Amr Yesh Nida B'Torah Aval Haba. There is a kind of Nida Aval Habal Shemeres Yob Kedegan Yom Pater. But there's no Isser of being with a woman who is a Zava on the day that she's counting. She's supposed to count. It's also to be with her that day. Da'araisa. So if they paskin against that, that's Pater because they agree there's a kind of Nida. Yesh Shabbos B'Torah Aval Amosi which is Yachlish Ramen Pater. There is Shabbos, but there's no Isser of Hotzah. Again, why is that Dafka that one picked? Maybe that one's picked because of the Isser of Hotzah Malach and Geruah, as we have mentioned. Yesh Avodas Kochavim b'Torah. Aval HaMishtacha v'Pater. Hari Luchayavin. Shenemar v'Nelam. Davar. Davar v'lo kalaguf. So that is the Leman. Amar Yudah my Rabbi Tam Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that even if Beis Din has retracted already, the guy is still Pater? Hol Ubershus Beis Din Ose. He's acting with the Rishus of Beis Din. So Beis Din retracted, but he doesn't know about it. Iga da Amri, Amar Vyuda Marav, it's a Svara. Omer Hayy Rabbi Shimon, Kol Hora She Yatza Barov Sibur, Yachid Oso Sapater. If it was Rov Sibur, the Yachid is Pater, Lafish, Lanin, Lahora, Lahavchin, Bein Shogig, Lamezid. And this guy is not amazing, right? He's acting based on Beis Din. Meisvei, let's do a question on that. Meisvei, Parhelam Dover Shal Sibur. The Seirei Avodas Kochavim. Either of these, Parhelam Dover, which is what we're talking about, or the special Seirim for the Chid of Avodas Zara, Bitchila Govan Alei and Diver Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that they go and collect. They don't take money from the Beis Hamikdash's monies in order to collect for these karbanas. You ask the people. Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Shimon Zalishkein Bar. No, it comes from the Beis Hamikdash's collections. So Amai says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Rabbi Shimon says in this case, Shimon Bar Mishnah said he's going to be Pater, even if he doesn't know about it. But if the Tzibur is collected from to pay for this, then obviously he does know about it. Amai, Kivan de Gavilu, since it's being collected, Havi Lehodia. See, he obviously knows about it. And if he doesn't, it's his fault, no? Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seim Akugon Shagavu Stam. No, maybe they were Gover without saying exactly why they were collecting. Ibai Seim Akugon Dolo Havi Le Bemasa. Maybe he wasn't in town at the time. Ibai Seim Ravki Idach Tana Savar. Or maybe Rav holds like the other opinion who flips them. The Tanya Ifcha, Betchila Govan Lahab Devi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Shos Alish Gainbon. So Rabbi Shimon holds Bichumas Alishka, that's how the guy might not know about it in this case, even after Beis Din has retracted. Okay, we'll have to stop by Tani, but Hashem, we will continue next time as we continue with Maseches Harios.